For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation, to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. Shalom, and welcome to the Everlasting Nation Broadcast, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton, and today I'd like to discuss with you the life of Dr. Jacob Gardenhouse. One of the publications that we have here at IBJM is his autobiography called Traitor, subtitled A Jew, A Book, and a Miracle. Last on our program, we actually talked a little bit about Dr. Gardenhouse's upbringing in Austria. He actually was in a very quaint village, similar, I guess, what you would see with Anatevka and the musical Fiddler on the Roof. And we talked about how his desire was eventually to come to America. One of the biggest reasons of that was he had several deep questions in understanding the Jewish faith and really about the Bible and about God that really were left unanswered by his family and by other religious leaders that he was trained under as he was actually trained to be a rabbi. And it was actually through the influence of his brother Zev that Dr. Gardenhouse came to know the Lord. Years ago, Dr. Gardenhouse actually, on a Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, sat with his brother in New York City after he had traveled to the United States. And they talked for the entire day just about different things related to the Hebrew Scriptures, pointing to Jesus as being the promised Messiah. That was a life-changing day for Dr. Gardenhouse. And it was a few days after that, that he, as he took these things to heart, that he prayed to God that Jesus would be indeed his Savior. After getting saved, he went out in the streets telling people, I found him. I found the Messiah. And he kind of forgot he was in a Jewish neighborhood. And with that, the people started harassing him, calling him names. They eventually beat him up, left him for dead. And that was actually his entrance into Jewish evangelism, as he said. But that didn't stop him by any means. In fact, Dr. Gardenhouse's life passion was Romans 1:16, that the gospel would go to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Later on, Dr. Gardenhouse wanted some more upbringing, so he eventually moved to Chicago and went to Moody Bible Institute and graduated in 1919. It was while his time there that he was actually much involved with the Jewish mission that was there and actually was involved in the streets, preaching the gospel, having different events and meetings and gatherings, inviting Jewish people to come. Of course, there was definitely some hostility that he faced during his time there, but yet the gospel still went forth. And there were indeed some Jewish people who came to know the Lord at that time. Later on, he went to Southern Baptist Theological Seminary in Louisville, Kentucky. It was actually during that time that his uncle and his aunt, as well, eventually they brought his sister and even his mother and tried to convince him that Jacob should forsake all these things. In fact, they even gave him a promise of a good job, plenty of money, and a very good and comfortable life if he would only turn back on Jesus and the foolishness, as they said. But yet, Dr. Gardenhouse knew that he had found something even better than gold, and that was his relationship with Jesus the Messiah. Dr. Gardenhouse definitely suffered. He suffered physical abuse. He suffered those attacks from his family and even abandonment. But also, he still persevered in understanding that what he was doing was for the sake of Jesus Christ and spreading the gospel, the good news of Jesus the Messiah. One thing I just want to share with our listeners today is that this book that I'm referring to is Traitor, A Jew, A Book, A Miracle. That is the autobiography of Dr. Jacob Gardenhouse. And we actually have that here at our bookstore at International Board of Jewish Missions. And we invite you to contact us if you would like a copy of this. This is definitely a autobiography that will definitely be life-changing and very challenging in your stand for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, just as Dr. Gardenhouse did. Dr. Gardenhouse, a Jewish man who accepted the Jewish Messiah and definitely was very instrumental, especially eventually starting the International Board of Jewish Missions. Here we are in our 65th year. We invite you to contact us to get your copy of this book. You have been listening to the Everlasting Nation Broadcast, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or visit our website at ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.